Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good.
Welcome to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from the Birmingham Police Department Police Academy. I have with me Officer Lane Harper. He's been on the show several times. He's my friend. I love him. And today we've recognized him with the National Life Group Do Good Heroes Award. It's a national award. Had a lot of people show up for you, Lane, and I know you're appreciative of that.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. I appreciate you having me on the show once again, Mark. It's just a blessing, like I say, to be a blessing and be recognized. I don't do it for the recognition, but for someone to vote for me and get the National Hero Award, and being the only recipient of that in the entire state of Alabama, it feels good to feel good.
How did this come about, this particular award and being recognized this way?
Well, it was a nomination. Someone had not nominated me for this particular award, but it's so big that it's with all the fire and rescue and all law enforcement officers that are voted for this. And out of all the police officers and all the fire and rescue people who serve and protect, I was chosen. But I also want to extend this and say thank you to all the law enforcement officers in the state of Alabama and around that are serving and protecting the right way. I thank you guys.
What does it mean to you, Lane, to have former supervisors or current supervisors to stand up and to talk about how you carry yourself as an officer, that they are looking to you even when maybe they're not feeling good about the situation? They look over and see you working to make a difference in someone's life on the scene.
It's highly respected. We face a lot of things on the street, and we see a lot on the street. However, policing is not an I, it's a team. So everything that we do together collectively, and if I see where I can step in and help out, I would try to do that, whether they're my supervisors, coworker, or academy people that I instruct. So it's just all about helping out and making it work. We want it to work.
Sometimes we find out about people in our lives and we're not sure how we found out about them, but Janet Hall was here today, and when she did that story on you, that is how I found out about you, Lane, was through Janet, because I tried to remember, how did I come across, but she did a great story on you, and that connected me to you. And we've now done several events together, including going to the alternative school, and had a lady today ask if you would speak at more places because she's interested in you being around students. And I, well, Lane Harper's going to be there. If there's a place to talk to these young people and be an influence, you're going to be there for them.
I'll be there. It's amazing. I'm kind of lost of words right now, but just I appreciate this moment, because this moment didn't have to be for me. And I'm here to receive it, and I'm here to also enjoy it. So I greatly appreciate this opportunity.
What is our next thing, Lane?
Well, my next thing is my backpack giveaway. I have a backpack giveaway planned for Alabama State University to bless probably over 1,500 children in the Montgomery County area. So that's the next event. And I'm looking forward to doing another one here in Birmingham, Alabama. I just have to secure a location.
I want to touch on something for just a minute, because there are people out there who are going to have obstructions when it comes to maybe some things that they want to do that are good in the community. And early on, you had some obstructions where people may have not necessarily been on board with what you wanted to do. How did you overcome those hurdles to be able to be where you are today with these efforts?
I say perseverance. Just keep pushing. Sometimes whatever your dream is, you have to remember your dream belongs to you, and you have to bring that dream to reality. Everybody may not support it because everybody on the outside is not participants in your dream. So as long as you have a dream, you can go ahead and bring it to fruition. Make it happen. Trust in yourself. Believe in yourself. And it's very positive to have a positive support team. So if you have some people that can cheer you on, or just one or two makes a difference, making a difference in someone's life.
Sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. Faith came up several times today. Mm-hmm. We had a preacher who came up here and talked about you helping him with the garbage. But we had several people who mentioned faith and talked about even your own faith when you gave your speech. How does faith play a part in the Power of Life Foundation?
Well, my favorite passage in the Bible is, walk by faith, not by sight. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. So walk by faith. Faith is something that you can't see. not by sight, because everything that's in front of you may not necessarily be exactly what it is or it appears to be. So just continue to keep the faith, believe in yourself, and believe in the things that you cannot see, that they'll change in the benefit of your doubt or on the positive of your side.
Sure. What's a message to fellow law enforcement officers, those who are serving as first responders, when it comes to maybe times where they might get down, they might get discouraged because the job is tough? Mm-hmm. What would you say to them to come out of that darkness, so to speak, and to shed a light, to shine a light in their community in the way that you're doing as a first responder?
Just sit back and try to figure out what your purpose is. And remember, treat people like you want people to treat your family members as a law enforcement officer. So treat others as you want people to treat your family members. And sometimes just sit back and find out what your passion is. And once you get your passion, stick with it and go.
I was so glad that I looked at the date when I was coming back to be able to be here for you today, Lane. I love you. I appreciate you, and was really thrilled to be able to join this group of people who love you as well and honor you today through the National Life Group Do Good Heroes. Congratulations on this award. Keep up the great work. You're encouraging me, as you are many other people as well.
Okay. I appreciate you, Mark. Thank you for having me. Thank you for believing in me. And thank you for sticking by my side in times.
Absolutely, my friend. Folks, Officer Lane Harper here in Birmingham, Alabama, at the Birmingham Police Academy. When we come back, we're going to go over to Bob Sykes Barbecue, and we're going to be talking to Van Sykes about his community effort as we have the Blues Festival coming up on April the 20th. Hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
And we're back. We're coming to you from Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama. I have my great friend Van Sykes with me right now as we're talking about the 13th Annual Barbecue and Blues Festival taking place April 20th at DeBartoleben Park in Bessemer, Alabama. Welcome back to the show, Van.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And welcome back yourself, Mark.
Thank you.
From Barcelona to Bessemer is a pretty good
It's a good haul.
Adventure, yeah.
5,600 miles, roughly.
That's
I believe
incredible.
We were in the air traveling from Barcelona to Atlanta yesterday.
Wow.
And I felt it by the time we got home.
Yeah.
On the plane, I felt good. When we got home and we were having church services in Rome, Georgia, and my eyes were burning so bad, I started looking and thinking, well, it's 2 o'clock in Barcelona in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have been asleep.
Exactly.
But here we are at 7 hours earlier in the day, and I really was out. I mean, the jet lag had hit me hard yesterday.
Yeah, that's a lot of traveling in a short time, and I'm glad you had safe travels and
Thank
a great
you.
Time, and welcome back
it
yourself.
Was
so, yeah.
Yeah, Cora got to see Paris. That was her
Wonderful.
Dream for a 10-year-old to have a dream.
Gosh.
She got to see it. Now, we were there for a day and a half, and she got that experience of getting to see the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
We went to the Louvre Museum. We went to Versailles Palace. We squeezed in about as many things as you could in a day and a half.
Yeah, you really did, yeah.
And then headed off to Barcelona to meet up with a really great group of people from Alabama and Georgia combined. So there were 17 of us
Wow.
that my cousin had to keep track of, going into the subways, on the buses, through the airport, traveling all around these areas where there's a lot of people already, and he's trying to keep up with 17.
That's crazy.
He did a good job.
Yeah, he did a great job. It's,
yeah.
It's like... I'm sure similar to putting on a festival in a
yes.
lot of ways.
Yeah, and speaking of festivals, spring is in the air. The festival's yeah. around the corner. We're edging ever so closer to that April 20th date.
Yes.
Let's talk about the Barbecue and Blues Festival. This is an amazing event. It's 13th annual
13th,
now.
Which is hard to believe. And as I always say, it'll be the best one because, you know, we learn every year and we try to make it a better experience for the people that attend, which we've certainly had no complaints, but it's kind of the way we run the restaurant. We have big holidays and we meet the next day and try to figure out what went really well and what could have been done better. And so having said that, with the festival this year, you're going to see the stage move a little quicker, and we got really some incredible acts that are coming. A lot of them have been on the blues charts lately. We've got people that have been in the International Blues Contest over in Memphis that placed real high. So band-wise, we're in great shape music-wise. This year, one of my new partners is Coca-Cola United. And they've been a great partner. They have stepped up and helped us in some grocery stores and Walmarts. You may see this Barbecue and Blues logo. Well, if you'll scan the QR code, you can buy a ticket right there. So we've got, you know, they were very nice to arrange that in some of their grocery store relationships for us. And then we're on all their truck backs. So... they've been a great partner as far as, you know, understanding that this is a really growing event. Every year it just seems like more and more local people have always embraced it. But now it's just like, it's just become like a fixture. And like I say, a lot of times with this kind of stuff, it's just getting the right date. Now, this year, we're the third Saturday of April. That's April 20th. Normally, we're the fourth weekend, but we are the third weekend because we got a college graduation in the family on the next weekend. So those are our weekends, the end of April. So this year, it's April the 20th, and it's DeBartolabin Park, and it's in downtown Bessemer, and the gates will open at 11, and we start the show about 12 o'clock and start serving food like we have done in the past. We're going to have a new item this year. We're going to do street corn off the grill this year.
Nice.
So then we have barbecue nachos, and just went in and looked at all the good sellers through the years, and that's, so we've got a good food lineup as well as a band lineup, and got all my vendors, spots have been sold. So, hey, we've just got a green light. We're just hoping to get blessed with some great weather and have a really, you know, good day.
One of my great friends who was on the show in the first segment, Officer Lane Harper, he's a police officer with Birmingham Police Department. He was just recognized with the Do Good Heroes Award, which is a national award, and I was there to talk to him about what he was doing with the community as a police officer. And here we are with
good
an
job,
event.
Sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. Y'all are nice. Thank you.
Not a wrinkle anywhere.
That's my objective right there. Thank you very much.
He did better than I do. I always end up with some sauce or something on my shirt. As a matter of fact, I pulled my jacket off my sport coat because I was afraid I would get something on it. I don't know if it's age, but I've ended up with a lot more food on my shirt these days.
It's biodegradable. Daddy was pretty smart.
But anyway, what I was saying was, when we talk about how this can impact the community here in Bessemer,
right?
You know, when I think about what Lane's doing in Birmingham, you're doing here in Bessemer, this is an effort that is beyond Bob Sykes Barbecue. It goes into the community and benefiting the community in a big way, being 13 years now that this festival has taken place.
We always try to give back to local charity. This year's the Bessemer Service League, but we like for the money to stay here in the community, and every year that's just the way I've done it. I really, when we started, there was, you know, it was really about getting some good positive headlines for a really great city with great people. And then the next thing right out of the bag to me was to make it a charitable event and add that element to it or component to it. And that's just made it really fun. And over 12 years, we've donated a good bit of money in the local community and a very grassroots organization. So looking forward to just figuring out how to grow and, you know, but we really want to stay a small town outdoor festival in the park one day. I mean, that's really the niche. You don't want a two-day event. We want to grow inside the space we're in.
Yes.
And there's plenty of room to do that by always whittling away and trying to, you know, improve year after year. Just, you know, every year we just want to learn something from it. Thank you, Preston. Good to see y'all.
What did you see in the Bessemer Service League that caused you to want to support this particular effort?
Well, they work in the local community doing a variety of things, in not only just the schools, but in other areas in our community. And I don't have their website, but you can look on Bob Sykes, or look on BobSykesBarbecueBlues.com. And you can find out some more information about that and how to hook up with them.
How did they feel about being recognized to be the ones who are going to receive this money?
Very, very appreciative, very much so. Every year, it's one of the great things about picking grassroots local folks is to see the reaction that you get, you know, just to do something positive and pay it forward, or which I'd have a lot of paying forward to do, because this community's been really good to this family in 60-something years. So we love it here. It's our home, and Bessemer's done quite well. So now we've got a city festival like everybody else, and it's got
531.
our own vibe and everything that that really, when people talk about coming out and can't wait for it and all this, it's really kind of what they're saying is we've created a vibe that if you sat down on a, and tried to draw that out on a piece of paper or whatever, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
It's like this restaurant inside. I've had people say, well, who did the inside? And I said, well, I did over a period of 40 years. Took a picture up, put a picture down. When we first built this, it looked like Grandma's house. It had mauve wallpaper and the vinyl floors. And it just, you get construction guys coming in, they feel like they're getting Granny's floor dirty. And we need those people with mud on their boots.
Right.
So I just, through the years, I converted it to what everything really is about here, which is brick and wood. You got wood paneling, you got brick, and that's really the composition, really, of what we do here. So there again, I couldn't have put that down on a piece of, I think the guy that came up with the mauve stuff probably put it down on a piece of paper, and that's what you end up with. Let me change this really fast. So, you know, this is, it's just, you know, eclectic, I suppose. I could use that word, but I'm not expensive enough to, on our prices, to say we're eclectic. We're just,
we'll have to go up if we say it.
Yeah, yeah, we're just, we're duct tape on vinyl kind of thing right now. So, but you know, it's the same way with out there what we're doing. You always tell people behind the counter, you know, we call numbers when the food's ready. And I always say, don't focus on the numbers, focus on those people. And you can see if somebody hadn't gotten their food yet,
yes,
or if they're looking at their watch. Or so that's the essence, really, what we do there. And here we try to really watch the crowd and see what their reactions are like. And same here with food. And we just try to really let the customers drive what we do, you know?
Yes.
They're smarter than we are.
Does blues music go back to your childhood, Van, as far as your love of blues music? When did that happen for you?
It does. But really, growing up in the kitchen in the 60s, I worked back there. Everybody back there was African American. Everybody. My second mother, Dot Brown, a wonderful lady. But I listened to Wynn. I listened to Tall Paul. I listened to a lot of just, you know, African American, just contemporary black music. We had the Temptations. We had all that going on back there. And, of course, when just like now when the door opens, we cease with the music in the back. But I grew up with that music. And then, of course, being, you know, as they so famously said in Alabama, a child of the 70s and the 80s, because we were always 10 years behind. But then I liked rock and roll music. But then I befriended a guy named Lenny Madden, who was a wonderful commercial plumber, but he was also a musician. He built cigar box guitars, and he was sort of the housekeeper at Gipps Place. And so being, you know, in that role, I'd always wanted to play guitar, so I decided, I you know, might want to get started on this. So then it got me interested in 12-bar blues patterns and how they're playing up underneath it. And so and then you realize that that the music is telling a story, and it's not always crying your beer kind of stories. I mean, blues can be very upbeat, it can be very bright, it can be praiseworthy, actually. And so you start going through all those different genres. You can keep yourself quite busy listening to blues music, from jump swing to, you know, delta to, it's all got its place. But to go as long as we have, you know, I've had to go a little bit. We like to play to our crowd, so we'll drift into a little soul blues together because we know our crowd. But we're still pretty much, you know, barbecue blues, I still say it's like peanut butter and jelly. It just goes together. And so I think it's a great fit. I really do.
And a lot of my listeners are within driving distance of the Barbecue and Blues Festival, can make that drive and enjoy a great event for their family. It's a family event, family friendly.
It is. We'll fence off an entire block, and then in one quarter of the park over in the corner is the kids' corner, and the Legacy YMCA will run that and be in charge, and also the Army. The Army brings some climbing ropes, and so the Army helps us to keep the kids all busy over there. And everything is contained in that space, so you don't have to worry, you know, about kids wandering off.
Yes.
And so in that regard, it's very, very family-oriented. It's the kind of event where you bring your chair and you just plan to stay for most of the day because there's enough variety on the food to eat a couple of times.
I know this. From
and
experience.
So, yeah, you can definitely make a day of it. Bring your chair and just, you know, spend the day with us. And the great thing about where we're at Bartleben Park is there are massive trees in there that provide some incredible shade. And a lot of times an outdoor event, you're just kind of stuck in the broiling sun.
Yes.
But we have some nice shady spots. And then as the day progresses and the shadows get longer, we, you know, it kind of provides even more shade. And also, that's another good feature about this is the location. This is a park that's been there a long time. It's a whole city block. It's actually famous for its Doughboy statue, which there's only a few of those, and they're in the South. There is a story about those statues where one man came through after World War One, obviously, and built these Doughboy statues because they call it the Forgotten War. So the park has a historical significance, but it's also very, very beautiful. So
I tell people if they can make it out to this event, they won't regret it. The 13th Annual Barbecue and Blues Festival, presented by Bob Sykes Barbecue and this great sponsor of Coca-Cola United.
Coca-Cola United and the City of Bessemer.
Excellent.
They're the presenting sponsors. And Coca-Cola United is a big territory. They're just been a really great addition this year. And we'll be together for several years. So I also should mention that Step One Chevrolet here, Bessemer Chevrolet, is also a sponsor and a very good one. We appreciate them very much.
April 20th, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., DeBartleben Park in Bessemer, Alabama. Go to bobsykesblues.com for more information and to purchase your tickets for this great event, the 13th Annual Barbecue and Blues Festival. As always, Van Sykes, it's my pleasure to have you here on The Mark White Show. I thank you for your support of The Mark White Show.
Oh, we love it. We love everything you do, and we appreciate you letting us be a part of your show. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Folks, you have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction. Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by? Who live and love in my hometown? These are my kind of people.